Yo, peace. This is Razzcast, and you're listening to Ricky Romance's No Filter Podcast on iHeartRadio.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? This is your boy, Ricky Romance, and this is the Ricky Romance No Filter Podcast. That's right, y'all. We back, and we better than ever. You know what I'm saying? The number one podcast on iHeartRadio. Let's go.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? It's your boy, Ricky Romance, and this is the Ricky Romance No Filter Podcast. And that's right, y'all. We on iHeartRadio, you guys. So if y'all want to tap in, you already know the vibes. You know where to find us. You know we're going to bring the latest and the hottest, most exclusive interviews and keep y'all up to date with the most hottest current events. Today, I got a very special guest here. Me, this is considered like a homeboy, you know what I'm saying? Since we both from the West Coast. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce my homeboy, OSB Young. Y'all know him from the group Cali Swag District. Y'all know him from hits like Teach Me How to Dougie. Without further ado, my boy, OSB Young. What up, my nigga?
What's the deal, bro?
How you been, man?
Same old man, working, you know what I'm saying? Dropping singles, you know what I'm saying? Trying to...
If anybody I know, man, when it comes to staying relevant, then that's what you do, man. That's what you do the best, man. Man, right. Congratulations, man, to the smoking and drinking record, man. That's a pretty dope record, man.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah. How did you get the inspiration for the new records that you're doing? Because, you know, man, people used to, you making music to Dougie too. You know what I'm saying? So, right. Coming off having such a big hit, like Teach Me How to Dougie, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, how is it now? You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, M-Bone. You know what I'm saying? So
rest in peace to the homies for sure.
M-Bone, yeah, man. How did you even become OSB Young? Like, how did you go become like solo artist? Like, is Cali Swag still a group? Like, man, where do we start, bro?
I mean, Cali Swag is forever, bro. You know what I'm saying? As long as I'm doing it, you know what I'm saying? Cali Swag District gonna forever be around, you know? I gotta keep the homies' names alive. But after they passed away, M-Bone and JR, rest in peace to them again. After they passed away, bro, before Cali Swag District, bro, I always was I was already a solo artist, you know what I'm saying? And the homies came in based on, you know what I'm saying, niggas wanted to rap, niggas wanted to record, and you know, I love rapping and I love recording. And when we came up with that hit, we like, shit, we might as well be a group, you know what I'm saying? Like it was only right. But when homies passed away, it's like I couldn't stop doing what I love to do, you know what I'm saying? It was just a passion. It's a passion of mine, you know. Outside of making money for it and all that, if I couldn't make money doing it, I'd still be doing it. That's how much I love just, you know.
Well, let me ask you a question, because Cali Swag District is a big brand. Who owns the name? Who owns the trademark?
Wacko.
Okay. So y'all ain't never talked about, you know what I'm saying, bring Cali Swag District back out with new members?
With new members? Nah, while
paying homage to JR and M-Bone?
Nah, we ain't
that's a big brand. Y'all made so many people happy, man, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
but we can never do that. Like, we ain't gonna never replace the homies or, like, you know what I'm saying, we gonna leave it as is, you know. Like, me and Smooth, we couldn't even do that. Like, it wouldn't even feel right, because we wasn't a group that got put together. We was really homies, you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't go out and find each of us. We all grew up walking distance from each other and went to the same schools and shit. So before Cali Swag District, we was like real homies. So we could never just be like, okay, we're gonna add other people to the group and call it Cali Swag District, because it just wouldn't feel the same. It wouldn't even be right to us, you know what I'm saying? And that's just us. That's just how we feel about it, you know? So we couldn't do it, bro.
Yeah, man. I got a lot of respect, you know, yeah, you know, for that. You guys is such a big brand, you know. Maybe, you know, will we maybe, you know, get Cali Swag District clothing?
Nah, for sure. Cali Swag District, the brand, still gonna live on. You know, we got it's gonna be a lot of things that have to do with Cali Swag District. You know, we got me and Smooth, when we come together and we do songs, it's still Cali Swag District. Me and Smooth, we got a song with OT Genesis that ain't nobody heard yet.
So
y'all was signed to Capitol Records. What was it like being signed to like such a big label? We got signed so fast, bro. Like, we didn't really take it all the way in. Like, everything was moving fast as hell. We got signed to that label and immediately just was on the road. Like crazy. We was on the road fast, bro. Like, nonstop. And we didn't really take all of it in. Like, we was just moving fast. So it was like, I don't know. I couldn't even explain it, bro. It was just, you know, the fast pace. We went straight from the hood to, nigga, tour bus and, you know what I'm saying, performing in front of 30,000 people.
And see, that's the part right there.
Yeah.
That's the part right there that fucks me up, because, you know, I'm from LA too. So I'm like, you know, what the hell? I know, you know what I'm saying? I know the Inglewood ties, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Big Y. You feel me?
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just saying, like, damn, like, M-Bone, like, nigga, you're like the biggest thing in the world. Like, you're biggest artist. Like, how the hell, nigga, did you get shot? That shit fucked my heart up, bro. That shit stopped my heart, bro, in the whole world, bro. Just how Nipsey's world heart stopped, so did all the Cali Swag District fans around the world, you know? So I feel that shit, man. And just looking at you, bro, I was like looking at a young legend in my eyes. And I, you know, to see you still doing your thing and still pushing, you know, saying forward, man, you know what I mean? I commend you, bro. And I, in my own way, you know what I'm saying? I look up to you, man. You know what I'm saying? I, you know, as an artist, you know, I see you doing a lot of things I can never do. But, yeah, man, shit, man.
Man, I appreciate
it, bro. Yeah, it's time for OFB Young, man. How did OFB Young come about? And what does OFB mean?
Well, OFB
for the fans and people that's listening.
But out for bands, you know what I'm saying? My whole homo since I've been young, like a kid, has always been, I don't really move unless it's beneficial, you know what I'm saying? So being out for bands, meaning like I'm out for benefits, like, you know what I'm saying? We don't leave a house unless, you know, we making money, or unless it's beneficial, or unless we working, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really have to have a whole bunch of money to be out for bed, but you got to be out here grinding for show. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, when you leave the house, it got to be something important. You can't just be going outside just doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't got no goal in mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go outside just to party, or go outside just to turn up, or kick it with homies on the block and shit like that. There ain't no real value in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I learned that, nigga, you go outside and do all that other shit, you know what I'm saying? You don't really get nothing out of it, you know what I'm saying? You either get dead or in jail, or just, you know what I'm saying, you don't got no money in your pocket, you ain't really doing nothing. So out for bands is a movement, you know what I'm saying? We all out for it, for real. So that's how that came along. And I just put it in front of the young, you know what I'm saying, as me reintroducing myself to the world outside of Cali Swag District as a solo artist, you know what I'm saying? So it's Alpha Bands Young, OFB Young, like, I'm still here, I'm still grinding, you feel me?
That's dope, man, that's dope. I think it has a lot of meaning. You know, I see it as a big brand, you know what I mean? And so the project, are you done with the project? Or so the first record is, what is the Smoking and Drinking? Is that the second record, or?
I've been only dropping singles. I've been working on the project, but as I like go further along with doing the project, songs change, you know what I'm saying? Like, I keep it keep getting better. So the project is called Forever Young. And you know what I'm about to say, you gotta
flip that song that
the whole shit
T Records.
Which one?
Yeah, that
Jay-Z
song.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. I'm already on it. So, yeah,
you heard it right here, y'all. You heard it, man. That might be a big hit right there, man.
Ah, man, you might have to come in the studio when I'm doing it. You might have to pull up on me just to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, an experience. Uh huh.
For sure.
That's it. I don't know, man. If you pull that off, man, I think that record could be like just as big as P. Diddy's I'll Be Missing You record, because you know with Sting, that record that he did with Sting.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. He pays like $5,000 a day.
Yeah, that'll be hard.
Mm-hmm.
So
So the album, so is the album done, or are you just dropping singles right now, testing the market, or like what do everybody really got to look forward to, like in terms of like for this year, coming out this year?
I'm dropping singles right now. You know what I'm saying? I got a song with Sada Baby, and I got a song with my boy Jay Worthy. I'm dropping a lot of that right before the summer, or right before I leave to go to Australia, because I'm going to Australia ending of August. So,
what's going on in Australia?
I'm touring. That's the I'm bringing Benjay with me. You know what I'm saying? I got it's a festival. A couple festivals going on down there. So we going down there. I'm gonna be with the Yin Yang Twins, Bobby Valentino, and this dude named Ayaz, and you know, a couple of other artists.
That's crazy. Shout out to Bobby Valentino. That's the homie.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, a lot of people don't know that, but I don't even think Ayaz know that. But his deal that he got, the situation he got with Sean Kingston, that was originally a Orlando Brown situation, and Orlando fucked it up. So,
For real?
Yeah, so Ayaz got a big hit now. He's doing this thing. Shout out to him. Yep. Ben J, man. Shout out to Ben J. Man, for those of y'all that don't know who Ben J is, man, y'all gotta be crazy, man. Ben J is from the New Boys, you know, and they got big ass hits. They got that Time Down with Ray J and You're a Jerk, you know, they had the Jerk movement, and then y'all had the Dougie this movement, and then, you know, shit, shout out to the Rejects. Yeah. You know, it goes on.
And that's LA culture right there.
All the young Devil spawned, you know what I'm saying? You guys spawned a lot of dope artists that spawned after you guys came out. So y'all definitely inspired the culture, man. And you got Sada Baby on the album. So, man, how many songs is going to be on the album?
I'm going to do like 12, you know what I'm saying? 12 good songs. So I'm dropping singles right now, but I promise when people hear the album, it's going to be something different. You know what I'm saying? I want to get a people like me for sure. Like, you know, when they hear it, they like, okay, yeah, that's OB Young. I want to get a people my story, but I still want them to, you know, I'm from LA. So, you know, I still want niggas to turn up, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to give them my story for sure.
Right. Now you say you're from LA. What part of LA, like, did you grow up in? The group is from Inglewood, but did you grow up in Inglewood?
Yeah, and I'm born and raised in Inglewood.
Okay. Now, you wasn't, has it always just been music and entertainment with you? Were you ever like part of like the gang member culture? Did you ever go down that road, or were you just always just into music, in the books, just school type, like preppy type? Like, what was it like for you, like growing up in LA? Before you got in Cali Swag?
I mean, of course, the gangs was always there. Like my brothers and you know, my whole family, my dad to my mom. My dad and my mom, they grew up in the Bottoms. You know what I'm saying? So I was always around the gang culture, but I was so attracted to music that even if I tried to steer off and go into, you know, the gang culture or whatever, it's like I wasn't really too fascinated with it, to the point where I always go back to music. You know what I'm saying? Like, music always kept me safe. It always kept me out of trouble. You know, when my brothers and everybody was gangbanging, and when everybody was in the streets, even if I went outside, I go outside, and while they gangbanging, I'd probably be making a beat somewhere on the table, rapping to myself or trying to freestyle for people and shit like that. So, I mean, me growing up in Inglewood has always been music. So all the gang members in Inglewood, if you could ask the toughest to the weakest about me in Inglewood, they gonna always tell you that, man, that nigga, he's been rapping since he was little. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's been rapping for that. Like, I go to the gang members and I tell them, like, hey, let me rap something for you real quick. Like, I was that dude. You know what I'm saying?
Who would you say is the best artist we got in LA right now? Be the next artist that's besides yourself.
Best, you know, artist in LA?
Besides yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we want to give the next man some shine. Who would you say will be that next guy
you know what I'm saying, to hold the city, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, to put on for the city?
Oh, right now, who popping right now? Shit, we got, and it's a couple of young niggas that's hard, like, you feel me? We got Rucci, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you know who Rucci is, but he
out. Now, where is he? What part of town is he out of?
He from the north side, north side of Inglewood.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, we got my homie Smitty Boy and Seb. It's like some local artists that's on the come up right now that's okay. Hard, bro. It's a lot of them. So, I mean, yeah. I couldn't really tell you who next because they all hard, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if you rock with any of them, man, and they hear this interview, man, we'd love to get them on the show.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
You know, definitely want to spotlight, you know what I'm saying, anybody coming out of the town.
Oh, yeah, I'll for sure throw them. I'll tap in with them and tell them to get at you for sure for the interview.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I had another question, too, man. I know you got to go, man, and stuff like that. Now you're getting ready for tour and got rehearsals and everything. But I just want to ask you this one last question. What was it like working with Jim Jones, man, from the Dipset, bro? Because I know you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't even know why I forgot about that record. I do got that record with Jim Jones.
Yeah. What was it like working with Jim Jones, bro?
Well, I sent him the record. And he hopped on the record. You feel me? Shout out to Wacko for making that happen because, you know, him and Jim Jones is close. So I sent Jim the record and I actually pulled up on Jim when he was at the studio. And, you know, Jim don't write nothing. You know what I'm saying? That nigga's going to roll him up a fat ass blunt, sit there and listen to the record for a few minutes and then go in there and just get off. You feel me? So it's just a blessing to have a legend like Jim Jones on the record.
Regardless,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So,
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
Shout out to Jim Jones and the whole Dipset. I got a chance to see them perform last year at Lovers and Friends festival out here in Vegas. They doing their thing, man. Is it okay if I ask you one more question, bro?
Nah, do your thing. I'm chilling.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool. So I wanted to know, man. You mentioned Wacko, man. Is that like the Wacko, like, you know, from, are you talking about the West Coast Wacko, or are you talking about like Wacko that's like producing like different artists? And I think, does he run a label?
Yeah, I'm talking about Wacko, Wacko from Compton, the one that
was behind Cali, that was what y'all doing, Cali Strike?
Yeah, that Wacko, yeah.
Oh, yep. I know the OG. Shout out to Wacko,
Wacko, that's like my big brother right there, for sure, so.
Oh, yeah, y'all got a real good relationship?
What, yeah, man, the Wacko, man, I talk to that man about everything. Me and Wacko argue, like, he be getting on me like his little brother, and I be making that nigga mad like he's like my big brother. That's big bro, for sure.
Dang, that's crazy. What for young artists that's trying to get in the game and, you know, that would like to, you know, be able to have opportunity to like work with somebody like a yourself or, you know, Wacko, you know, how would they, what's the best way of to get in contact with you?
Shit, right now, you can hit me on Instagram. I answer my DMs, you know what I'm saying? As long as it ain't no weird shit, I always reply back to everybody. And, with Wacko, you know what I'm saying? He a solid nigga. He straight up and 100 with everything. So, you know what I'm saying? You get at him, he for sure gonna, you know, keep it all the way real with you and let you know what he can do. And if he can't do it for you.
That's what's up, bro. And your mom, man. How's your mom doing, man? I always see you. One thing I do, man, I see you always taking care of your mom, man.
Yeah,
going out to eat with her and stuff like that. How she doing?
Yeah, you know, you got to take care of home, bro. You know what I'm saying? But she's solid. Everything's good. She still be talking about you and Chance and shit. You know what I'm saying? She's excited to see you and shit. So, you know. Yeah.
Man, you know, niggas got mad. You know, we support you, bro. We got mad love for you, man. You already know, bro, man, what it is, bro. Man, what's the next record that's coming out that you about to drop, man, for everybody to look out for?
The next record, let me make sure. It's the one that I wanna. The next record is called Drip Report. You know what I'm saying? It's just me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just talking my shit pretty much, man. Like, I'm a pop my shit a couple of times on records because, you know, people say I'm too humble. So, you know, now I'm just so happy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's a Drip Report. I'm dropping that April 14th with the video and all that.
Oh, man, why don't you go ahead and close us out, man, with a couple bars one time, man.
Because you out with a couple bars? All right, let me see. What, from the record?
Yeah, man, just bless us with something, man. You know, just, man, some food for thought, man.
All right, let me see. I don't know.
I got OMP Young on the spot, y'all. Hey, man, listen, we gonna hit him with the world premiere, y'all. We gonna hit him with that world premiere, that smoking and drinking.
Yeah. Play that smoke, man.
We gonna bless y'all souls, y'all. I want y'all to get ready, y'all, for this dope record that we got to play right after this, y'all. So y'all.
I'm gonna send you the other records too.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get everything in rotation, y'all. Hey, man, you know, I appreciate you, man. We got to have you on the show again, man. Man, it's been fun talking to you, man. I'm going to let you get out of here and do your thing. I appreciate you, man, for your time. And, man, I wish you nothing but the best, bro, with everything you got, all the projects and the music and videos and everything and the tour coming up this year, bro.
Hey, but listen, before I get out, I got you. Hold on. They say you change when you get a little change. But when you get money, don't shit stay the same. Made it to the top and everybody know my name. All the paid in the street is a part of the game and it's fucked up. As a god, I did, I lucked up. Fucking bitches, I was stuck up. To keep it G, I laced my chucks up. Industry, I in the streets with it. But either way, they say he did it. I ain't scared to make peace with him. But if it's war, let the peace hit him. That's a dog, you can sleep with him. Swag mean I had to mistreat him. I pray to God they don't mislead him. Look, who do you trust when the world is against you? Everybody talking, fucking up your mental. Going hard, I forgot to be gentle. Now, girl, please, I ain't looking for no girlfriend. I don't know love, nah, I don't hold hands. Y'all can have that shit world in. Right now, I'm just trying to get my money up. Bitches only fuck with you when you had enough. Swag me.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man.
Nah, you got it.
Listen, man. Hey, man, listen, bro. Even while we homies, man, that's to the fan, man. So I appreciate that, man. You know what I mean? And I know the listeners do as well.
Nah, I appreciate you, bro.
No, it's all good, man. Well, shit, man. Until next time, man, I'll talk to you soon, bro. Thank you for coming on the show, bro. We appreciate you, bro.
You already know.
All right, y'all, you guys. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to the next show, you guys. And thank y'all for tuning in to the Ricky Romance Off Culture Podcast on IR Radio.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? It's your boy Ricky Romance, and this is the Ricky Romance No Filter Podcast. And that's right, y'all.
Yo, yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy Ricky Romance, and this is a world premiere. Turn your radios up, turn your speakers up, because we about to get lit.
Fuck, I blow a million before my homies got to see it. On my mama, I've been living and I'm still out here bleeding. The fuck, I see Dubai before my homies got to see it. Still tripping, if you tripping, if you want it, then I need it. I've been thugging, I've been grieving, I've been grinding, I'm achieving. Thought the guy like I'm a deacon, only peace I know is Jesus. Put Dior on the demon, on the Sunday, will he beaming? If she fucks, she swallow semen. Lord, forgive me for my thinking. I've been smoking, I've been drinking. Lord, forgive me for my thinking. Had to get up in my bag, cause I never made money in my feelings. And I've been smoking, I've been drinking. Lord, forgive me for my thinking. Had to get up in my bag, cause I never made money in my feelings. Get about your feelings, get up in your bag. That's how you make millions, we don't look at tags. I just want the money, they just want to brag. Ask me what I'm doing, I tell them get in the bag. Get more money, and it costs more beef. We just buy more guns. When it's cold, we got more heat. Tall winners, world time to never get cold feet. Cold feet. How the fuck I blow a million before my homies got to see it? On my mama, I've been living and I'm still out here bleeding. How the fuck I see Dubai before my homies got to see it? Still tripping, if you tripping, if you want it, then I need it. I've been smoking, I've been drinking. Lord, forgive me for my thinking. Had to get up in my bag, cause I never made money in my feelings. And I've been smoking, I've been drinking. Lord, forgive me for my thinking. Had to get up in my bag, cause I never made money in my feelings.